Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
You know, Christian, I'm thinking this party's almost about over. I really am. So, I don't know how long I'll be talking on this radio. I don't know how long there'll be a civilization. 300,000 troops are gathered in Russia right now. I mean, we're supplying missiles to Ukraine. Putin says he's going to nuke the United States for anybody that helps Ukraine, because he's saying that's abetting the enemy. That's, you know, you become an enemy of Russia. I know what judgment's all about. I know what we're teaching our kids in school. I know about this drag queen stuff where we're teaching our kids. We're teaching our kids a perverted agenda, our little ones. I know how sick all this is. This is coming from our government. Our military is all perverted now. We're telling them to use different pronouns for different people. We're really messing these people up, gang. They say the military is 40% less than it should be. People don't want to even join. There's not even people. People aren't even making babies anymore. They're just falling in love with themselves. This is crazy, gang. We're in the middle of crazy town. The Lord warned us of this. You know, and Paul knew what was going on. Crazy things were going on back then. I guess Corinth, he spoke to the church in Corinth. It was something like 10,000 prostitutes in some temple in Corinth. It seems to always get to sexual, which I believe. The fallen angels that bred with the women, read about it, Genesis 6:5. If you want to go into detail, read it out of the book of Enoch. The angels were drawn to the women through sex, and had the giants, the Nephilim. And it says in the book of Enoch that the spirits of the dead Nephilim are the evil spirits of today. They roam the earth. Paul, everywhere he went, preached against sex, sex, sex. Fornication, fornication, fornication. Every church he went. Every church he went. Keep a pure, sound, modest mind, gang. Pure, sound, and modest. Watch where your eyes go. Watch where your ears go. Watch where your mouth goes. Stay pure, stay clean in the name of Jesus. If you're involved in sin, stop it. If you're involved with a man or a woman who can't keep your hands off of them, dump them. Those are demons. Those are evil spirits trying to drag your soul to hell. I didn't make it up when the Lord said fornicators won't inherit the kingdom of God. Drunkards won't inherit the kingdom of God. Why? Because all this stuff destroys your soul. It's after your soul. It's after your sanity. Look at what it all does. It just destroys families. It destroys children. It destroys generations. Look at what the booze does. Look at what the drugs do. Destroys everything. Look at what the sex does. Look at what the abortion does. Poor women that have these abortions carried on for generations. It's embedded in their soul. And it was the doctor that did the evil deed. Half the time, these young kids, 16, 17, don't even know what they're doing, these poor girls. Got caught up in some sex act because of some wolf attacking them. But I know it takes two to tango, but what I'm getting at is, I'm getting at is a mess. It's a mess. And the only one that could set us free from any of this is Jesus. But that's a cliche, gang, when you just say it without power behind it. When you meet Jesus, you've met his power and you've met his authority. You haven't just met a word. You've met the true word. Like when Jesus would talk in the synagogue, they would question, who is this guy? He speaks with authority. He speaks with power. He speaks with might. Excuse me. That's what Jesus is. When you accept him, he will give you the power to overcome whatever sin you have. And you will be loaded with love. But it's a different kind of love. It's a love that has respect for God, not a respect for people in the fact you don't want to step on toes or you don't want to offend anybody. You won't care because you'll just be loaded with so much righteousness, and it won't be your own. It'll be Jesus Christ's righteousness that you don't want to partake in anything, and you won't even be able to hold it back. You'll be able to say, I'm not joining your party. I'm not joining your world. I'm not joining anything you have to do with. Get out of my face. Yeah, doesn't sound too holy, but it's called separation. And it's the only way to escape, gang. You're going to have to separate yourself from the world. Give them the word of God. If they don't want to hear it, just pray somewhere down the road. The Lord knocks them to their knees, doesn't kill them, but knocks them to their knees, because that's where you find the Lord, usually, anyone that I know. And I don't even care if you've been a churchgoer. Even churchgoers, at some point in time, they hit the bottom, and all of a sudden, they get really reborn. Really reborn. Churchgoers has nothing to do with it. This is a incredible, mysterious, sanctified, wild thing that happens when you get reborn, when you become brand new. And, you know, Paul talked about it. He got knocked off his horse. He was blind for 3 days. He staggered around everywhere. And then he was preaching so much, the apostles had to actually reel him in. This is what it is. But, you know, even Paul knew his last days were coming. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6, Paul says, for I am now ready to be offered, and at the time of my departure is at hand. And that word departure is death. Paul knew he was ready to die. I don't know if the Lord had told him or he just sensed it. But I mean, as I said a few minutes ago, this party is about over, gang. This party is over. All the DNA that has been changed, all the messing with the animal and human being DNA being mixed together. All right, this party's over. This is the days of Noah. What's crazy about it is things are still functioning. I could still go out and buy a steak. I could still put gas in my car. Costs a lot of money, but I could still do all of it. And sometimes I scratch my head and say, Lord, how could I be living in these two matrixes? This is crazy. I know the party's about over, but at the same token, I could live a fairly functionable life. Well, that's how it was in the days of Noah. They were still marrying. They were given in marriage. In Sodom and Gomorrah, they planted, they fed. Bang. Until two things happened. Bang. The door was shut. Noah's Ark. Here comes the rain. And as soon as Lot and his wife and his two daughters got yanked out, sad to hear, Lot's wife loved it so much, she turned her back to it. Or look back, I should say. Turned into a pillar of salt. But here came the fire and the brimstone. But everything was probably somewhat normal. Very perverted, but somewhat normal. Because we know how perverted Sodom and Gomorrah was. I mean, Lot even offered to all those men his two virgin daughters. They could care less. They wanted that strange flesh of those two angels that appeared to be men. This is how sick they got. This is how sick homosexuality can take it. And we see what it's getting involved into. First it was homosexuality, then it was same-sex marriage. Now we're going, now it's transsexual. Now it's, they're teaching little kids to change their sex. This is how crazy it's getting, gang. Evil upon evil upon evil. That's why it's called a bottomless pit that the devil gets thrown in. Because it just keeps falling. And that's what we're in the middle of. But Paul here knew it was the last days for him. But here's what he said. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. I want to be able to say that. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. That means he never got out of a fight. That means he didn't give in to the temptation. That means he endured. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. And not to me only, but unto all of them also that love his appearing. I want to be included in that gang. And I know you want to be included in that at all, also. But look at the example, even Paul, shipwrecked, stoned. You know, eventually they claim he was beheaded, jailed, wrote the whole book of Romans behind bars. You know, and he could have had such a cushy life. He was a Pharisee, the religious. He was educated by the biggest religious people that day. He could have had a totally cushy life. Obviously, his parents were well-to-do if they could afford to send him to that school wherever he went under that gentleman's feet he got educated. But no, when he got reborn, when he got knocked off that horse, when he got blinded and he saw God, Jesus speaking to him out of that light, he never forgot it. And I believed when he talked about his first love, I believe that's what he was referring to. Because when you first get reborn, gang, there's nothing like it. There's nothing like it, nor will there ever be. And I believe sometimes we have to remind ourselves when we were reborn, that miracle that took place, that miracle that took place. Paul mentions it a couple times, particularly when he's even telling the king, I believe it was Agrippa in the book of Acts. The miracle rebirth. You must be reborn to see the kingdom of God. You must be born of the water and spirit to enter in. Water means to be born of the flesh. This is for humans. The spirit means you're reborn into a different world. Yes, a spiritual world. We're fighting spiritual enemies. We're living in a spiritual world, but we're trapped in this carton that just loves what it sees, tastes, touches, hears, and smells. Yes, gang, we're trapped in it. And it tries to live its life because it's of a satanic nature. It's of a nature of death. That's what your body is. It's a nature of death. It's going to die. It's going to die, but it harbors your soul. And if you're a believer, it harbors, it's the temple of the living God also, not made with hands. So God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit live within your body. They're always with you, and never forget that. So if you're a Christian who wants to sin, remember who's living in you. Do you want to take the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost to a sinful place? Do you want to do sinful acts with God the Father, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus living within you? Do you want to use your mouth to gossip and say hateful things? With God the Father, the Holy Ghost, and Jesus living in you? No, you don't. No, you don't. But thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, because we're still all sinners, and the Lord knows that. And that's why he gave us the Holy Spirit. And you know what it took to get to the Holy Spirit? It took him dying at the cross to release that power and that authority. And that's what he told Peter. Peter didn't want him to die. And Jesus looked at him and said, "Get behind me, Satan. You're thinking like a man, not like God." He had to die to give us the gift of the Holy Ghost. This is a war we're in, guys. I'll read again what Paul said. "For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight and have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not me only, but unto all them also that love his appearance. God bless you. Jesus Christ is Lord. Stay strong in Jesus, and amen.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.